for DTY Mobile.
And 4ZLK Mobile for just a minute.
Almost text you today.
Good. I'm good. How are you doing?
Took like a little hour and a half break today from work, and I put a new antenna on my truck. So this is the new antenna now.
What you put on?
That Comet 2x4 SR.
Taller antenna than what you had.
And still going to be in the shadow of Paris Mountain in about 2 minutes here, but yeah, it's a taller antenna, so I'm hoping it'll work a little bit better.
Sounds good. And one question real quick. Have you contacted that guy yet?
Dad is trying to find some information for me.
When you find out, I'm really curious, but let me run. I'm pulling into Granger here. I got to go through security.
I'll talk to you in a few, but if not, have a good night. KI4DTY on the side. Talk to you later, Shane.
4ZLK.
For DTY, KI4EJY.
Now out of the hole, I was hoping I could hear heard somebody while I was in the hole.
I figured you were in it. I was going to see if it was working.
McDonald's now at the top of the hill.
I was going to tell you, I did get some lures when I went to Cabela's.
DTY, you're cutting out. I'm not sure if it's me or you.
You got me?
No, still staticky.
To the house. You're coming in fine for me, though.
What are you saying?
Picked up some lures when I went to Cabela's earlier.
YKI4EJY.
KI4EJY, I'm still here.
Now.
That must have been on your end because I'm just sitting here.
Well, that's weird. I was hoping I would have got a little bit better reception right there.
Well, what I was saying was I picked up some new Beetle spinners.
Me and Isaac met a couple weeks ago and loaded him up with some stuff. Of course, he ended up putting about half of it back, but we had gotten him some lures, and I think we got one or two spinners as well.
I lost all my spinners. Two of them got stuck, and one fish ran off with the other one. I meant to grab some heavier line while I was there, and I forgot about it.
What do you have now? Isn't it 8 pounds?
No, I don't think it was 8 pounds. I thought it was. I don't remember now. I have to look at see if I still have the box. But I had two fish cut the line on it.
Have that. I don't know if it's me or not. What do you have?
Saying I don't know what I have. I'll have to go back and see if I can find the box for it. But I had two fish cut the line.
Now, for some reason, I thought we got you 6 or 8 pound line. I usually like to get 6 just because it's a little bit not so thick where it's like noticeable.
Pretty sure it is a 6 pound line, but I wasn't sure if a going up just to like an 8 would be a little bit better. I had two fish cut the line, and so I wasn't sure if that would help or not.
And things were maybe if it was already kind of rubbed, you know, frayed a little bit, it could have been just that, but yeah, you never know. But no, I don't think the 8 pound would be bad. I think that still is really good. I mean, I think I have 6 on mine, and I haven't had any problems with it.
Yeah, no, I don't know what the issue was. It could have been where I was fishing, too. There was a lot more brush and stuff in the water. Maybe it was rubbing on rubbing on the line. I don't know, but from what I remember, I know I had at least two fish get away, and I can't remember if another line broke or what, but I was having a lot of issues over there.
I guess maybe that was it, because, like I said, I know I'm fishing with 6 pound, and I don't really have much problems with it. And I think I had one bass that was probably like maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 pounds. I mean, you saw it, so. But I don't know.
Well, when you go over there, if you have time, at least look and send me a picture of what would be a good alternative line for me to get.
I'm still on 385. It's all backed up right now. Trying to get off this Rubber Mountain exit. It's crazy how it's already packed. We're still packed at 6:30.
I know. I came the opposite direction from all that. So it was packed 30 minutes ago when I was over there.
There's some sort of accident or something as well. Police are kind of barricading it all some.
Gone through there earlier, something was going on at that QT. There was several city cops over there dealing with something. I don't know what that was.
Finally got off the exit, but no, I'll check that line. I'll try to send you a picture to see what I would at least recommend. Because I usually like to get the clear 6 pound, but that clear 8 pound will be good. I would go ahead and get a lot, though. I would get like 1,000 yard, I mean. But, yeah, as soon as I pull in, I'll probably call you anyways if I have a question about this stupid shoe.
That's fine. I'm home, so I'm going to jump out. I got to clean a bunch of stuff out the van and get ready for tomorrow and see what we're doing for dinner. So just hit me up when you find some stuff or if you have any questions. So I'll KF4EJY. I'll be clear on your last.
I'll talk to you later anyways. All right, KF4DTY 73. Talk to you later.
JWK5WLF.
WLL, W4DJW Mobile.
4DJWK5WLL Mobile.
KA5WLL, W4DJW. Is your volume turned up? Look at your signal strength meter.
You got me okay?
Yep.
I can hear you now.
What?
I just left my second stop on the way. That second stop is post office. I'm going by McAllister Square now.
That's out, huh?
To get Krispy Kreme, then the post office, I might as well come down 291 to Ferris.
First to go over there.
Roger that.
Another Krispy Kreme. Over here to on Wade Hampton to compete with Dunkin' Donuts.
You got one over on Woodruff, I understand, but I've never been to that one. And that one's definitely out of the way.
There, you get stuck over there, you won't ever come back.
I'm at LeGrand and Pleasantburg now. Coming up on the Big Orange.
Boys.
Yeah, roger that.
Can you see that moon over in the east?
I did see it. That's a pretty moon tonight. I saw it this morning when I got out to the bus center out near your place. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. It was a bright, full moon.
That's a whole lot of moon in the sky.
Good to work moon bounce.
Have you heard from Johnny? Is he going to be on time?
From him since yesterday.
Haven't it built yet. And I figure we'll figure out where the sharp corners are, and then we'll build the laminate after we know what they are.
Laminate for what?
The setup on the remote setup.
I thought you were talking about something else. Yeah, that would definitely be good to have in the box. That way, in case somebody is not there, they can set it up and run it.
So what? They don't know. It's like my airplane pilot taught me. He said, once I teach you how to fly, I can't unteach you how to fly so that you can appreciate somebody that doesn't know how to fly when you're teaching them.
True. You know, once you learn how to do something and do it one way, you don't appreciate somebody else's way of doing it.
We'll find out where the sharp corners are, and then when we build the laminate, it'll round off all those sharp corners.
I'm tracking.
And what time is it? 6:29, and it's still as busy as ever.
It was horrible when I went down. Went down a few minutes ago. I left the house at 6, and I'm just now getting to, where am I at? Cleveland and Ferris now.
We need to build a car that has multi-rotors.
I understand they're working on a drone or something now that's similar to an Uber. And just land in your cul-de-sac, pick you up, take you where you want to go. I think it's going to be primary for the airport, but who knows?
They have them out there. Yeah, you can buy one if you got $500,000 to throw away.
A couple of my first million, so I don't see that happening.
You're working on the second half?
I'm working on the second one now, and it's not looking good.
30 minutes. The battery runs out in 30 minutes, so you got to get where you're going fast. But, of course, when you're going the way of the crow, sharp corners.
Plus, I guess once you get where you're going, you got to recharge it. Who knows how long that'll take?
You have to recharge it. that's the key. You need to get somebody else to build one, and you fly to their house, and they fly to your house, and you use each other's chargers to go up back and make the trip back.
That's true. I heard at one point they talked about saw a meme. I don't know if it was actually true or not. Talked about building a flying ambulance like that.
Go, you know, 15-minute hop instead of a 30-minute hop. Then you get back, you better not have any obstacles getting back because you're coming down when you get back.
It's like that story where the plane's engine gave out, or at least one of them did, and someone asked the pilot how far the limit will take him. They said all the way to the scene of the crash.
The new batteries, lithium sulfur, that have like 10x more power, 10 times more power. They charge a whole lot faster, and they require less resources to build. Hopefully they'll get that perfected quickly, and then it'll become possible. That's a significant breakthrough.
That'd be a little mobile. Yeah, that would be a significant breakthrough if they could do that. We'll see how that goes along and how battery technology progresses there.
But you could just like start all over from here and get a new hook to go another 100 years.
That would be interesting to see what was going to happen in another 100 years. You can only imagine what those people lived 100 so far have seen in their lifetime. It's incredible, all the stuff that they lived through. And I'd love to be able to see something like that. I'm even at 54, I've seen quite a bit myself.
It was like in 1923. In the United States. And here in South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, 1923, what was it like? This road I'm on right now was a dirt road.
On Wade Hampton, it probably didn't even exist at that point, because to get to downtown Greenville from Taylor's, you had to follow the old 29, which came through Main Street Taylor's, crossed over and kind of weaved across what is currently 29, turned right onto Rutherford, follow Rutherford down to Main Street, and that's just to get to downtown. And that was the U.S. Highway 29.
That was dirt roads. I remember seeing a picture of Greenville before it was paved. There was horse and buggies that went through there, and the ruts from the wagon wheels were like a foot deep in the mud. And all the ladies' dresses that went all the way to the ground were just muddy as could be on the bottom. Everybody's trousers were caked with mud on the bottom. Their boots were muddy. It was like a mess. Think about then, from 1923 till now. A lot has changed.
A lot has changed there. But that wasn't just mud at that point either, if you think about it, the way the sewer system was, but probably don't want to go too deep into that. But anyways, I'm getting ready to make the final into the Red Cross here.
In East Lee Road, I'm sure you know where that familiar turnoff is. headed toward Wesley. So it's going to be a little while before I get there. But keep the donuts warm. KE5WLL, W4DJW, mobile.
W4DJW, KE5WLL. Be safe coming in. Talk to you later. KE5WLL, portable.
DJW, KO4HX.
How are you doing this fine evening?
Chiropractor's office and heading home. Hoping to get there before the meeting starts.
Before it starts, you can still join afterwards. Do you see that sunset? You see that jet cutting across that sky going from west to east and that sunset? Man, that is beautiful.
Right now where I'm at.
The sun headed over toward the Atlantic Ocean. And the sun is just lighting up his contrail. Along with the clouds that are there and the blue sky behind it. Light clouds, dark clouds, contrail, and airplane all being lit up by the sun as it goes down over the horizon.
The top part of it, because I'm in the trees right now. Once I get out of the trees, I'll be able to see it.
That's a picture there.
Leroy talking about the last 100 years, what it's been like. Well, I mean, you think about that last 100 years, ham radio was just in its infancy. Running water in the house, electricity in the house, refrigeration, I mean, all that stuff.
By White Hampton High School, so I'm probably getting pretty scratchy. Right there at Red Lobster, that's a big shadow of Parrish Mountain, so if I'm too noisy, let me know and I'll stop talking. But yeah, back then that was quite a difference, 100 years. It's, and wouldn't you love to live another 100 to see what it's like 100 from now? And not 2023, but 2123?
Some days I would, and some days I don't know that I would.
Yeah, I'm not hitting the repeater anymore, I don't think.
No, you're solid in. Before DJW, KO4HKX. 4HKX, I'll be on the side.
W4DJW, am I back?
I never lost you. You must have lost me, KO4HKX.
When I rolled up to that stop sign and I let off the mic, I didn't see any squelch tail whatsoever coming from the repeater. It just, the signal strength just went all the way back to nothing immediately as soon as I let off the mic.
Yeah, but you were coming through loud and clear.
At least I can make it up there. Got a bigger mouth than I got ears, I guess, huh?
That's my case sometimes, too.
Just a little bit. Got to keep a lid on that, though. But anyway, you able to see that sunset now?
Almost. I'm almost here to where I'm out of the trees, and I'll be looking right at it.
Well, horizon, pretty quick. It's a race. Is it going to go over the horizon, or are you going to get there to see it first?
Make it before I get there. Trying to get there. I'm in between the valleys, in the valley up here between the mountains and the trees.
You know, the race between Venus and Jupiter and the moon going up in the west in the evenings that John was talking about that?
No, I did not.
Somewhere one night, and I came over the top of the hill, and that pointed me west, and I saw it plain as day. And I got home, and I saw where one of the girls that I went to high school with took pictures of the exact same shot that I was looking at and posted them on Facebook. So that was a pretty popular race there.
That it was. I'm seeing parts of it now, but I get to see it lighting up the mountain, the shadow of the backdrop of the mountain, too. So it's pretty cool.
It's the best time. Best 2 years comes up and right before the sun goes down completely. Two best times I found out to at least go up with a multi-rotor 300 or 400 feet and do 360-degree pictures. You get some really good effects from the shadows going through the trees and the buildings and the cars and all that stuff.
Dude, that time of day, I bet it's really nice.
A 360-degree picture?
I've had phones that you can do a panoramic shot with, and I have a camera that has one of the fisheye lenses on it. And it'll take 360 degrees. It's pretty neat. And then you can put it in your VR and spin it around and look at it, make yourself dizzy.
some of the guys are doing with those cameras that have the fisheye on the front and the back. So you're seeing 360 degrees up, down, and all around, all the time in a video. And then when they play that video back, it's like you're sitting in the driver's seat. If you want to see what's going on out the left window, you just scroll to the left. If you want to see what's going on out the right window, you scroll to the right. If you want to turn around 360 degrees or 180 degrees, you can do that too. That's pretty neat little cameras they got there. And they're not that expensive like they used to be, like less than $300 now.
Yeah, we used to sell one. It was a Pilot brand, if I remember right. And I kept one of them for myself, and it does have the lens front and rear. There's one little spot that you can't see, and that is directly under the camera. But if it's sitting on its little three-legged tripod, you can actually see the legs on the tripod, but there's like a half inch underneath of it you can't see.
That's a whole lot of information being collected very, very quickly. There's that guy that does RC test flight videos. He put one on a boat that, it wasn't a hovercraft. It was an airplane that flew in water in ground effect. If it went too fast, it would just raise up. It wouldn't fly. It wouldn't take off and fly through the air. But it wouldn't sink down in the water either, because you get really efficient when you're flying in ground effect. He put one of those things, one of those cameras on it, and he was flying around, and he turned too hard around the corner, and it swung that thing out of the water. So then he built this little underwater vehicle that had a camera on it to go find his camera, because he didn't want to lose it. That's before the price came down on him.
It's amazing when things cost you like that, how creative you'll be to get it.
That he built, and then he had a underwater crawler, a cat. I forget what he called that thing. It started out on the snow, had just two tracks and a body, and it could flip upside down and go as fast upside down as it did right side up. And he put a camera on that thing and ran it under the water, and he found his camera. He just kept on going back and forth, sweeping back and forth where he threw it off in his little boat. And looking through his FPV goggles, and he found it. Found his camera, scooped it up, and went back to flying with it same way before, with it viewing the front and the back at the same time.
Cool, that's a good little story to tell there.
Videos, I like to. I'll go 3 or 4 months and not watch, and then I'll catch up, watch all the videos he did in the last 3 or 4 months. He spends a lot of time. He's very creative. He's been doing that since he was a kid.
Some of the video editing and stuff like that that they put together. I've been, since we teamed up with Traxxas there, me and a couple other distributors in the area, running some of their videos on the TVs that are in the truck, and that makes those cars look almost real.
I used to watch, well, he'll set up like 5 or 6 cameras. He's got cameras set up there, you know, next to him, filming him. He's got cameras set up looking away for when he does his launch. Then cameras off at a distance looking back at him for when he comes in for the landing. And then cameras on the airplane, front and back. And what he would do before he would take off and do a flight is he'd jump up in the air and slam his feet back on the ground really loud. And I always wondered, why is he doing that? And he never told anybody why he did it. But then when I started doing FPV, where I had a camera, a Hero camera in the nose to do HD, plus a camera in the nose to do FPV, plus the camera on the ground, lining all of those up to put a picture in a picture is really, really hard, unless the audio has a spike in it, and you can just line all of those spikes up together, and then your timing on putting pictures in a picture is perfect. That's what he was doing that for. It took me the longest time to figure out what he was doing there.
Little trick, then, to keep in mind.
Yeah, if you ever do a lot of video editing, and you wonder how they get those in sync, because it's really easy to get them out of sync, that's how they do it. They generate a significant event that can be seen in all three at the same time. AW Mobile.
4HX, sorry about that quick picture of the sunset. I was going to send you from up here.
Yes, in a little longer for you. It's about gone to me where I am. I'm getting very close to the Red Cross.
I just snapped at what that looks like up here.
So already you're not down in the valley anywhere?
No, sir. I am, I'm still in the valley where I live. I'm actually 2 miles from the house.
Oh, okay. I didn't know where the contractor was. I didn't know if it was on this side of the cliff or the other, or your side of the cliff.
Andersonville area.
So are you in Payne?
But this time, I mean, it's from years of heavy lifting and twisting and of just abuse to my back and neck and shoulders.
Well, I've never gone to one of those guys, but my mother did that. She believed in them. She believed in them heavenly. I haven't ever done that, but I haven't ever had any back trouble. Nothing significant anyway, enough to do that.
Well, mainly for my upper neck and shoulders. My lower back doesn't bother me as much anymore. Every now and then, but I've got a. It's just my neck and shoulders where I'm driving all the time now. It just gets really tense and. Just, I don't know, stove up, I guess, is the best way to put it.
You have to do a lot to, you have to do that a lot to keep it free. I mean, it's not like you can do it three or four times a year or something like that.
3, 4 to 5 weeks, just depending on what my schedule permits.
Bad. As often as you're supposed to go get haircuts, right?
I moved this one out 5 weeks so it wouldn't interfere with the next month's meeting so I could make it to it.
Yeah, they're on Mondays?
Please.
It's just about gone now. I just see a little yellow and a few wisps of dark clouds and that's it. About to be dark over here.
Yeah, it's almost gone up here too, but not quite yet. I'll make it to the house and then I'll send you that picture before the meeting starts.
I'm turning in the Red Cross, so I'm going to let you go. I got to go in there and get set up if I can, if Johnny's on time. Anyway, take care, Patrick. See you in a few minutes. K4HKX, W4DJW.
7-3 is Dave. Thanks for all you do, K4HKX. Clear.
Patrick, N4ZLK.
Road to the house now.
Just had a free moment just pulling out of Granger and just wanted to say wish you a good evening.
Phone call right quick, you can. That way I don't lose you on the radio.
14ZLK clear.
HKX clear.